Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since first opening in 1997 in Polly's Island, our next guest's restaurant has grown to 43 locations across the Southeast, and the pandemic hasn't slowed them down. Since June, they've signed agreements for 10 more, opened 6 more, and 3 additional locations are scheduled to open from now until the end of the year. Ricky Richardson is CEO of Eggs Up Grill, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Ricky, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, give us a brief history and overview of the company.
You know, Eggs Up Grill was founded in 1997 by Chris Godris in Polly's Island, South Carolina. It's a breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Chris grew up in the diner business out of Rhode Island, wanted to create a change in life, so he and his wife moved to Polly's Island, opened a breakfast place in the type of food that he was very familiar with, and created what was the first Eggs Up Grill. And since that time, we've grown to 43 restaurants, primarily and now exclusively through franchising. What's unique about our concept also is the ability for non-restaurateurs to come in and be very successful with this brand. In fact, the majority of our franchise partners, probably more than 75%, did not come into this with restaurant experience.
So that seems kind of brave.
Yeah. You know, it was very different for me as I joined, given my background. But it's really energizing to see the successes that people are able to create with this. And unique, and I think opportunistic as well for those who really enjoy being their own business owner, but also really enjoy the hospitality and community nature of a brand like Eggs Up Grill.
You are relatively new to the company, right?
I am. I joined in the summer of 2018 as we transitioned to a new majority ownership group, and we've relocated our offices from Polly's Island to Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's been a blast. It's a smaller company than what I've historically worked with. Spent a little over 20 years with a brand called TGI Fridays. My last role there was running the U.S. business.
And now walk us through the company's growth spurt here during a pandemic. Obviously, you've had some effect from this, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a hopefully once-in-a-lifetime type experience, devastating to so many different industries, and certainly the restaurant industry. But through some actions of the federal government Paycheck Protection Program, our franchise partners being able to restart their business, we didn't lose a single restaurant through this. All of our franchise partners have made it through so far. Our sales levels are back to about 95% of where they were pre-pandemic. And I credit the hard work of our franchise partners to run safe, clean, enjoyable experiences in their restaurants. The community involvement has been really important. We've opened 6 new restaurants so far this year. We've got another 3 that will open between now and the end of 2020. And on track to open somewhere between 12 and 15 restaurants in 2021. So it will go down as an unforgettable year for a lot of challenging reasons, but also a lot of really positive successes.
And now I see that you are mostly in the Southeast. At what point do you expect to start branching across the rest of the country?
We are going to be entering Virginia, moving up towards the Mid-Atlantic in 2021. We'll be opening Tennessee next year. We'll be opening Alabama next year. So we've got another 2 or 3 years to run with a pretty tight focus on the Southeast, but high level of confidence that we've got a brand that can expand outside of just that geography.
Is a franchisee allowed to lock down a state, or do they need to go locality by locality?
Well, we have really 2 levels of relationship, Mike. One would be a franchise partner that comes on board for a single restaurant location. They've identified their neighborhood or their community or the town that they'd like to open a restaurant. We also have what's called a development agreement, and that would be a multiple restaurant agreement. Someone would sign up for a defined geography. We haven't done any statewide relationships, so it would typically be somewhere between a 3 or 5 restaurant commitment for a typically 3 to 5 year period.
Well, Ricky, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Ricky Richardson is CEO of Eggs Up Grill, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.